Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its quarterly grain stocks report for all grains on and off farm as of 1 September. The numbers look like this in billions of bushels for corn, 1.624. Soybeans, 205 million, and wheat, 1.857. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Also in the report, we did get a revision for the 2007 soybean production crop. It was revised to 2.68 billion bushels, an increase of 90.6 million bushels from the previous estimate. Planted acres were revised up 1.11 million acres to 64.7 million acres. Harvested area was revised up 1.32 million acres to 64.1 million acres. And the yield for 2007 soybeans was revised to 41.7 bushels per acre, and that's up a half bushel from the previous estimate. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, and looking at the Midwest Corn Belt weather for this morning, it looks like what we've been talking about for the past week and a half continues to hold true, and that is we're going to have cool weather here for the middle of this week, and none of this coming as a surprise. And it looks like it's going to be here most of the week with some moderation in temperature toward the end of the week and into the weekend. And over the last 24 hours, a few showers occurred, some showers in the eastern Corn Belt. But totals, by and large, were pretty light, not a big deal. Temperatures have started to cool down, and it looks like the next few nights we'll see low temperatures, mainly in the low to mid-40s. Some localized mid to upper 30s are likely. Damaging freeze did not occur this morning in the upper Midwest, and it looks like there will be some scattered frost here and there, but with temperatures getting down close to freezing over portions of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and northern Illinois as we go through the next few mornings. But at this point, it does not look like a killing frost is likely. The areas that probably have the greatest chance of having temperatures get down to around freezing are southeastern Minnesota, west central into southwestern and south central Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois, and northeastern Iowa. Those are the areas that will probably get coldest. But most areas are just going to have patchy frost. And I've also been told by some producers that we're now far enough along that frost is not going to do serious damage to the crops around here. Probably up in some of those areas to the northwest, if any fields were planted late up there, it could be a bit more of an issue. So some scattered frost is possible at times in the Midwest, especially the northern Midwest, through the rest of this work week. But we'll watch it on a day-to-day basis. But we're not expecting a widespread killing frost or freeze. We're not expecting a hard freeze at all with this weather system coming through. Generally, dry weather will prevail over the next several days, the exception being some instability showers, mainly coming off of the Great Lakes. So into, say, northern and eastern Indiana, for example, there will be some showers later today, tonight, and tomorrow. But no big deal on the precipitation over the next several days. Now, some scattered showers and thunderstorms will likely move across the Midwest Corn Belt, especially the upper Midwest, once we get into Sunday and Monday. So there could be some delays in harvest progress and field work across Iowa and Minnesota and eastern portions of South Dakota and Nebraska on Sunday, and then going into Monday, parts of Wisconsin and northern Illinois, northern Indiana, northwest Ohio and Michigan could share in some of those showers, on Sunday, but Sunday into Monday for those areas as well. So that's one forecast of a potential slowdown. It looks like the southern parts of the Midwest will probably stay generally dry during that time and also be warmer. So that will help move crops along. Turning to the southern hemisphere, I could tell you that there may be a little bit of rain in the northern production areas of Argentina and the southern production areas of Brazil coming up late this week into the weekend. And in general, the conditions down that way are either okay or still a bit on the dry side, but likely to improve. And then it looks like over the weekend, some rain will occur in the central production areas of Brazil. So the soil moisture will be favorably moist there. So right now, going into the growing season, it looks like it's a bit on the dry side still in portions of Argentina, although they've started to pick up some rain over the past week. And in general, no worries down there because usually it is dry at this time of year going into the growing season. So the fact that they are picking up some showers, it appears that soil moisture, by and large, in Brazil and Argentina will be favorable for crop planting and emergence here over the next couple of months. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 7.05, unchanged. Last trade up 14.75. March 7.25 down one. Last trade up 17.5. December wheat opened at 6.68, unchanged. Last trade up 14.25. March 6.85 down four. Last trade up 12.5. July 7.35.25. Up 23.25, last trade up 16.5. December corn opened at 507 down 6, last trade up 8.5. March 525.75 down 5.25, last trade up 10. July 548.75 down 3.75, last trade up 11.25. November beans opened at 10.77.75, down 16.25, last trade down 3.5. January 10.91 down 19.5, last trade unchanged. July 11.30 down 17.25, last trade unchanged. October soybean meal opened at 2.93 down 2.70, last trade down 2.40. October soybean oil opened at 44.10 down 60, last trade up 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart. He is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
We had grain stocks reports up this morning from USDA, as well as the annual small grains summary report that looks at wheat. When you look at those reports, what numbers do your eyes go to first?
Well, the big one was the soybeans. They raised soybean up, carry out up to 205, and they did that by raising 2007 production, almost 91 million bushel, and they found another 1.3 million acres of beans from 2007. So that was the big one, and that's got people talking about lower prices today on top of all this financial mess we're in.
Well, November beans took out their previous fall low yesterday on a closing basis at 10.99.5. What are we looking then at the downside?
We're looking at 15 to 20 lower for just an opening call after overnight being both sides.
Okay. And what about the corn number? Anything there? That
corn number there was bigger than expected on what the stocks were at 1.624, and that along with overnight, we opened the corn and went down and tried the $5 mark, couldn't get to it. Then we bounced and we're up 8 to 10, but they're, with this bigger stocks report and the mess in Washington, we're calling corn 5 to 10 lower.
So does corn then take out its fall low at 504.5 on a closing basis?
It did take it out last night, but it didn't close below it.
And what about the potential for a closing basis below that low today?
I think there's a very good chance it'll close below that low today, and we've got people that have been talking for the last month. We'd go to 490, 470, and even lower, and I think there's good chances of that now.
And let's look at the all wheat numbers. They were at 25. What were they at? 2.5 billion.
They came in a little lower than expected on the wheat number, and there's people talking four higher to four lower on wheat mixed. Don't know if the DC stuff has got enough oomph in it to push them lower or whether the lower amount has got that. We also have good moisture in Australia in the last few days, so their wheat crop will be bigger.
What are we looking on the outside markets? I guess crude oil is a little bit firmer today.
Crude oil has been both sides. I mean, you look at it 1 minute, and the next minute you look at it again, it's totally different. We're up $1.50, $1.60 right now. We were up $3 last night at one time, but we were also down $2 at one time. If you look at the Dow index, it's up. The actual Dow itself is up 229. The indexes are up 80 to 100, and they were up 100 above that last night, but they were also down 200. So what's the news minute to minute could push it one way or the other.
And just very quickly, has enough bearishness, yes or no, been factored into this market for a bottom to begin to form?
I just couldn't hear you there. I'm sorry.
Is there enough bearishness factored into the market for a bottom to begin to form?
I think we can see that starting, but I don't know if we've got enough harvest yet. Mm-hmm. We're still barely doing anything here. And I think, and maybe in the next 2 weeks we could see that.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.